Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question, and on every day we update it with new stuff, and including what we're doing right now with our good friend Ray Keating, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Also, he's a great author. Your new book is called Warrior Monk. It's a novel, isn't it, Ray?
Absolutely, and it's selling pretty well, so I'm very excited about that. It's kind of a completely different universe, but I've gotten great feedback on it, some good reviews, and it's been a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun writing it, and it's a lot of fun selling it.
Warrior Monk is on Amazon and wherever else books are sold. Ray, we're talking about the survey, and I want to get back into the survey because let me let you finish your thought on Bernanke, because I was saying that it's troubling to me. It's very troubling to me that we've got a Fed chairman who's confused, according to his own words, about why the economy is still sort of stalled out. And I'm not confused. Most small business owners are not confused. It's because the policies coming out of Washington are scared the bejeebers out of us. I mean, we've been uncertain. We've been frightened for 2.5 years now, almost 3 years. We feel like that we can't win on Wall Street. We're being manipulated, if not lied to, out of Washington. And we got these policies like the health care bill. We got Obama versus small business. In my opinion, the NLRB v. Boeing case is no different than Obama versus small business. Tell me I'm wrong, Ray.
Oh, you're right on target. I mean, it's just a general view of this administration, unfortunately, towards the business community. I mean, as much as they'll throw, you know, pro business rhetoric once in a while when they, but you know, in terms of their actions, it's been clearly anti-business, and whether it's, you know, small business or large business, that NLRB situation is quite frightening. And you're right about
it's unprecedented. The NLRB thing is unprecedented. And when you and folks, let me tell you something. You build a plant that employs 2,000 jobs, 2,000 factory jobs. That creates a lot of small business jobs. And when the NLRB tries to shut down a Boeing plant, that's the same thing as shutting down small businesses.
And it's mind-blowing. If somebody would have said this would have happened to you just a few years ago, that the NLRB and the government would step in and do something like this, they would have laughed you out of the room. But this is unprecedented stuff. Well, but this is an administration of unprecedented things in terms of its regulatory initiatives and its expansion of government. So and one level, obviously, we should be surprised and shocked. But on the other level, it's like, well, more of the same. It's very frustrating. And small business owners, I mean, are just real quick on our, I know we're jumping around here a little bit, but, you know, 76% of small business owners in our poll said that they were not satisfied with federal economic policies right now. So that, you know, that's overwhelming. I mean, 3 out of every 4. So that is quite a staggering level of discontent. And getting back to Ben Bernanke, you know, we should be worried about the Fed open market statement itself, because they still don't see inflation, or they keep saying inflation is transitory or temporary. I mean, what isn't, you know, quite frankly, on economic data, what isn't transitory or temporary? But you know, you look at the past year, we've had in CPI inflation of 3.6%. If you take over the last 6 months and annualize it, it's been over 5%. We have inflation right now, and small business owners will be able to tell you that, and consumers can tell you that. And it shouldn't surprise us given what Fed policy has been since September 2008, which has been open the floodgates, the monetary floodgates, and leave them open. Mm-hmm. And this is what you get when you do that. And nonetheless,
it's driven food prices, it's driven fuel prices, our lack of an energy policy has contributed to higher fuel prices. Our monetary policy with the weak dollar has contributed to this inflation that you're talking about. If you're on Main Street, if you're trying to buy cost of goods, pay for goods that we're producing to deliver to our customers, you know about inflation.
Absolutely, and you mentioned energy prices. You got to remember that, you know, monetary policy plays a big role in that run up in the price of oil, given that the value of the dollar has declined, and given right. that inflation expectations, and given that oil is priced in dollars. And in turn, obviously, you get high gas prices. And, you know, part of our survey here talked about the impact of higher gas prices on small businesses. And, you know, 74%, again, 3 out of 4, said that these higher gas prices are impacting their business. And, you know, when you go down the list, 41% have raised prices because of higher gas prices. 26% have said they had to cut employees or their work hours. 47% said, you know, nearly half that higher gas prices are affecting their plans to hire new employees. That's all bad enough. Now, let me drive this point home with you. 38%, so nearly 40% of these small business owners said that if gas prices remain high, you know, in the range they're in now, or go even higher, their business won't survive.
How many? 38%?
So this is 38%. That's a staggering. Wow. When I saw that number, that blew me out of the water.
Well, it's because their expenses are going up. They can't do anything about that. They got trucks on the road. They got salespeople on the road, et cetera, et cetera. And yet their pricing power is not there. The economy's not strong enough to give them pricing power to be able to pass those costs through to their customers.
That's exactly right. And it's staggering in terms of that number, 38%.
Yeah. Yep. And that is a little bit of the precursor to stagflation, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ray if he thinks that President Obama is actually happy. Maybe he won't admit it, but he's actually happy that oil prices are as high as energy prices are as high as they are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.